Welcome to the Employment Opportunity Hour. Your host, Gene Hodge, is a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. With Hodgepodge Training, Gene uses a revolutionary training program process that packages each individual's unique hodgepodge of skills, abilities, experience, and passion together with computer technology to satisfy individual job compatibility and employer productivity needs. With Gene's process, thousands of individuals have gained enjoyable employment at competitive wages. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802. Or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 1-866-826-1340. And now, here's your host, Gene Hodge.
Good evening. Welcome to the Employment Opportunity Hour, the place where we try to help all of you out there to find employment based on what it is that you like doing. But anyway, if you notice, I'm sitting here with someone. I have a special guest on my show tonight. His name is Carl Babcock. Carl, welcome. And
thank you, sir. Thank you, Gene. Appreciate it.
Glad to be here. I'm glad that you're here. Plus, our producer, his name is Juan. Juan is the guy that makes us look good and all that sort of stuff. Juan, how are you doing this evening?
Very good, Jim. Thank you. Thank you for having me as a producer.
Hey, well, thank you very much. You're doing quite well. And but for those of you that don't know anything about the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you. And so, Juan, if you got them, let them go. Purpose of the show is to help job seekers find enjoyable employment instead of a job by hearing tips that are non-traditional approaches that you didn't learn in school.
But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas, is to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, your network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well.
You are welcome to watch me do the show, and simply by going out to our Tan Talk radio network, which is tantalk1340.com. You can find that, find Opportunity Hour, and you'll find me. But I suggest that you watch me to do the show, because this show is all about finding enjoyable employment instead of a job. And the reason I say that is because I want you to see me, because you have counselors, career coaches, HR individuals, and many others that are telling our most experienced workers that help make this country not to put stuff on your resume because it's going to date your age, as if we're not going to see you when you show up. And so I want you to see me to do the show. You just got you here in my background, and I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me, because I know we see you coming, we see you going, we see your front side, back side. We see all of you before you get a chance to open up your mouth. But more than that, I want you to get paid for your level of experience. I want you to get paid for those years, but also for you entry-level workers. I want you to know you count. And so I want you to know that we see you. Can't really hide anything. Yes, and you know, I stress this on all shows, we see you, we see all of you. It's very important for you to know what we see, because that's how you get chosen to use your abilities and talents and all that sort of stuff, because we see you. Anyway, so I want to make sure that you know that. My special guest right now, I just introduced him, but I'm introduce him again. Carl Babcock. Carl, thanks for staying on this show, because this is designed to help
I enjoyed job it so seekers. Much, I said, I got to stay here.
Okay.
I passed up Taco Bell to be here.
Oh, I'm honored. But, however, I want you to think about this for you job seekers out there. How many of you job seekers, you've been taught to put together a resume? And many of you have been taught how to do a resume. And many of you have gone on your own and put your own resume together. However, I want you to think about, what did you put in on that piece of paper? Because that's all it is. So if you're one of those kinds of people that wanted to make yourself look good on paper, that's great. The only problem is that if you can't do what you proclaim to do, then as the employer, we suffer. And you suffer because you find out that we're not paying you to do what you don't know how to do, although you told us you could do it. Anyway, so tonight's show is about the information or the stuff you put on your resume that you put there trying to influence somebody to hire you or to invite you in. What tonight's show is words that you should not put on your resume. And so I'm going to give you about 12 words that most people put on their resumes. I'm going to tell you the reason why I don't think they should be on your resume and let you take it from there. But anyway, so that's what tonight's topic is about. It's about helping you put the right words that work for you in your resume, because I want you to get chosen doing what it is that you know how to do and enjoy doing, instead of fabricating things that you cannot do. So I'm going to take this one step further, which is out of line in one sense. But as we evolve, we're evolving to where we are letting computers and electronics put together resumes for us. But don't feel bad, because the companies or the people who put together job descriptions are using the same AI stuff to make their jobs look good. But anyway, the problem is going to be where you create resumes that make you look good and use words that might not represent you. And so therefore, you may get chosen only to find out that you couldn't do what we thought you were going to do. And you may not have gotten chosen because you put yourself too far out on a limb. But anyway, so I'm going to say the first thing I'm going to suggest that you do when you're looking for employment: try to do everything in person. Everything in person. So that's my suggestion. I can't stop you from looking at something on a computer screen or on your phone, but the most we can see in both of those areas, there's a headshot. But we can't see the rest of you. Anyway, so I want you to know that we see all of you anyway. So if you understood that we see you, you would start showing up in front of more people. Because their decisions are going to be made on what you say, how you look, and that piece of paper. Anyway, so I'm going to give you some words that I'm going to say. If you got them on your resume, I'm suggesting that you take them off, but more so, I'll tell you why I think they should be taken off. And if you have some questions or anything like that, you're more than welcome to give us a call. The number is 727-441-3000. I'm not sure if you can see it on the wall over here. Seeing the 727 is very small, but it's 441-3000. You're more than welcome to call, ask questions, or give me some comments. But I'm going to go through that so that you may have a different way of looking at what you want to put on your resume. But before we do that, we're going to take a short break so you hear something from our sponsors, and we'll be right back, myself and Carl, and then Carl's going to hear these words for the first time as well, and we'll be able to hear his comments as well. We'll be right back.
I don't know how I know, but I got to make sure that my life will be great. Gotta
find my purpose before it's too late.
He's gonna find his purpose.
Employers, this is Gene Hodge of Hodgepodge Training. Are you struggling to find ways to increase your low productivity and morale? We train employers on how to improve employee productivity and morale, saving you huge sums of dollars that you're currently spending on training, retraining, grievances, turnover, and lawsuits. If you have this concern, send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. And the subject line, put employer. Again, that's theopportunityhour@gmail.com.
Job seekers, are you unemployed and ready to go back to work? Did you know that now you can get Gene's books revealing a different way to find enjoyable employment? Each book shows you how to develop a resume and cover letter using your life experiences. You will receive step-by-step instructions on the content, its rationale, and its importance for each book. His books are available in soft copy and digital formats on Amazon.com and HodgePodgeTraining.com. Eugene Hodge, an employment training consultant, has helped thousands of job seekers to find enjoyable employment at competitive wages using an innovative process by matching your needs with employer needs. The books are Resume, What's Its Purpose? And Cover Letter, What's Its Purpose?
To get Gene's books, go to Amazon.com, type Eugene Hodge in the search box, look for his books, choose a book. Or go to HodgePodgeTraining.com, choose Shop tab, choose books in a single or bundled formats. Coming soon, books in Spanish, Creole, and French format, all at HodgePodgeTraining.com. If you happen to miss any part of the Employment Opportunity Hour, or there's a particular show you may want to hear again, don't forget you can check out all the past Employment Opportunity Hour programs by going to internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. All the shows are there, just click and listen. internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. And you can contact Gene via email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. So you don't have to miss a minute of the Employment Opportunity Hour ever again.
Write down 3 to 5 things that you are good at doing. Next thing is to write down 3 to 5 things that you are good at doing that you've gotten from the workplace or from your past jobs. And the third thing is to write down 3 to 5 things you enjoy doing. Once you have that list of things from 9 to 15, I want you to look down that list. Circle the top 3 that interest you the most right now, because it's what you think of you. And I want you to go out to the internet. For all you computer savvy people, go to any job search site like CareerBuilder, Monster.com, Indeed.com, USA Jobs, and go to the box. Instead of looking for a job or job title, I want you to go to that box that says keywords, and I want you to type in only what you circled and press the enter key. And what you'll be surprised at the number of job titles that will pop up of people looking for you.
Living in America. In America, they say you can be who you want to be, do what you want to do.
I'm starting to question some of that nowadays.
That's a different show, Jamie. We'll do that one right now.
No, we're talking about jobs here. We're talking about jobs, and I want you to get... I don't want any of you to get a job. I want you to get something that you enjoy. Jobs are the problem, which means people are doing a job which equates to they're doing something that they really don't want to do. And I know all the things that you enjoy doing. You do those all the time to get relaxed, but all those make you productive. I'm just trying to get you to know how to combine what you enjoy doing with what you know how to do, and you could create the jobs of your dreams. Because I don't want any of you to stay in a job, but I don't want any of you to talk about a job. I want you to stay in doing what you enjoy doing as you grow through life more and more, because people will call on you more and more, because they'll see how much more you've done, and all you're doing is just doing the things that you enjoy. But anyway, so these are some words I'm going to suggest that you don't put them on your resume. If you got them on your resume, because I'm a resume reader, because people send me resumes. We did have a guy on the line, his name is Larry the Bell. He also writes resumes. And so we see these resumes, for those of you sending your resumes, you say, do my resume. But these are words that I'm going to suggest based on what I'd like to have you know in terms of creating opportunity for yourself is to remove these words. Okay? And I may say find another word.
You want me to read them?
Oh, you can. The first one.
Okay. You cannot see religion on a resume.
Okay. Some people put their religion on a resume. I'm not sure why. But the bottom line is, you can't see a person's religion by reading it on a piece of paper. You can see that if the person is there in person. So those of you that put your religion there, I'm not sure what you think the purpose is, but you can't see that. And the problem is, we have a workforce, which is the way we've learned. You fill out applications, send in resumes, and you never show up. However, there's a whole smaller group out there. They only show up, and then people say, send us a resume after. So I want you to just think about that, because decisions get made based on how we see you until we find out we chose you, but you're not who we thought you were going to be. But anyway, so don't put your religion on a piece of paper. I can't stop you from doing it, but the purpose is to display that in front of somebody if you want them to choose you, not after.
Yeah, with Facebook, though, there's an awful lot of people who profess their religion on Facebook, and the corporate world now is looking at your Facebook. So it's putting it on Facebook is like putting it on paper. They're going to know what your belief system is.
Right. Yeah, that's it. But see, humans do that.
Exactly. That's humanity.
But humans also put different faces of other people there trying to represent you.
Right.
Because the technology allows you to do all that. There's only one you on this planet.
Yeah.
And I'm suggesting you try to get in front of as many people as you can live.
Right.
So those people will know who you are. So as you evolve using the technology, so many of you are going to falsify stuff. I'm not sure why. The bottom line is, you can't produce what we think or expect you to produce.
Right.
Yeah. That's where the problem is going to be. Or is already.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, so.
Yeah, the next one's really, it's kind of, I don't think too many people use it right now because they're kind of confused. But you cannot see your political affiliation on a resume.
Now, you can, because you're my guest, I don't want you just to read. If you want to share some of your opinions of what I'm seeing, I'm open to it.
Got it, okay.
But, political affiliation. We live in what's called a two-party system in this country, so you're either one or the other. I have no idea why, but you want somebody to know you. If you think that'll help you, fine. I'm suggesting that not to put it there, because you can't see that on a piece of paper. We can't even see that when you show up. I've had people tell me I'm a Democrat. I've had people tell me I'm a Republican. I'm saying, I don't even know what neither one of those are. but I want you to think about it, because this is putting something there, and the only thing workplaces want is your performance.
Absolutely. My father told me that a long time ago. Yeah. Under promise and over deliver.
Yeah.
That's what you want to do. And again, that links right into perceived value. If you under-promise and over-deliver, you create trust.
I shouldn't say this, but next week's show is going to be about how do you get a raise. Next week's show is about that. How can you get a raise? Okay, the next one.
All right, you cannot see race on a resume.
Race. Ooh, I wish I had my palette.
That's the 5K and the 10K and that kind of stuff, right?
You can't see that kind of race on a piece of paper either. You can tell people that you ran in that race. But people, unfortunately, we live where, I wish I had the palette. I probably do. I'm not going to take it out. I've had it on more shows. I'm just thinking about, should I really take it out? But I want you to imagine a color palette. At age 2 or 3, you get taught this before you even go to kindergarten. All the colors in the spectrum. Because I want you to imagine we're within the last 10 or 15 years, we evolved to a point where the language is black and white. But the language is you and people of color. There's no such thing as and. Whatever color you are, you're in the spectrum that comes out on that sheet to learn all the colors.
Y'all bleed red.
But that's how people pick up stuff and they go run with it.
Yep.
Anyway, so when it comes to race, we can't see whether you're black, white, yellow, or anything. But we can see all of that when you show up. And if I were you, I'd try to show up first, because if they don't like the way you look, there's no need in telling them the rest of it. Because you want people who want you. Anyway, so I want you to just think about that, because you can't see that on a resume, on a piece of paper. You can see it in person. And it's a shame that, you know, we've evolved to that point, but I know somebody's going to catch on to that and say, Gene said on this show, there's no such thing as us and people of color. Because there's nobody outside the spectrum. It's just that simple.
Absolutely.
But yeah, we don't know that as a species just yet. Okay, yeah. What's the next one?
Well, the next one I've had a little bit of challenge with, and it's okay. Age. You cannot see age on a resume. And I read your book. I got the book read, and I realized putting in all as past jobs that you've had over the years will tell your age. So you don't necessarily need to list all the jobs you've had for 35 years, because that tells your age.
Right. But
your experiences that you gathered from them and the knowledge that you know from them. Mm-hmm. And I got that out of this book.
But
and I got a lot of other stuff in my brain, but this book helped me understand what a resume is for. What is the purpose of a resume? This is a great book. I mean, it's common sense. When you read this book, it makes sense. It's like, oh shit, that's it. Yeah, that's right. That's right. It just makes common sense, and you put it together so eloquently. I can't even say the word eloquently.
So.
that it just goes seamlessly into the way you think. It creates another way of thinking for you. Like we had talked about it before. You know, there's things that we know. There's things that we don't know. But the worst one that gets us is the things we don't know, we don't know.
Right.
And we don't know, we don't know, it stops us. It creates a block. So you try to go out and you get a book that will actually show you things that you don't know, you don't know.
Right. However, it's in there somewhere, but we're on a second edition now. But your age, you want people to know your age. You don't want to hide anything, because
you can't
hide it when you show up.
Yeah, exactly.
The difference is we can see your development and what you know how to do based on the other people you've done it for.
Absolutely.
Which means we won't offer you anything that you've done before. We're going to offer you something that includes all of what you know.
Right.
I mean, so all you people that are worried about your age, I want people to look at me and look at my age. I want them to read about it.
That goes back with, though, the under-promise, over-deliver. Yeah, when you show up and you wow them with your knowledge, your experience, and your respect. Your respect, the way that you treat them, the way that you respond to their questions. If you can respect them, you're going to respect their customers. If you respect their customers, their customers are going to want to buy more things from them. And then it creates a perceived value.
Right. So an experienced person knows that, and they're not trying to hide anything. They want to get paid for what they know how to do. Because it shows your progression up the ladder. Now, if it shows you've been doing the same thing all along, which is what a lot of resumes show, then you can't expect to know more or do more because you haven't done more. But we fabricate stuff like that. But anyway, so I'm just saying, don't use those types of words, because you want to show up. I want people to pay me for all these years that I've been doing stuff for the other people. Because background checks will tell you where you've worked and who you've done it for, and your reputation will follow you.
Absolutely. That's it. Call it integrity.
I mean, that's what doing what you enjoy doing.
Absolutely.
So, you can't do that when you're doing a job because you don't look good when you're trying to do something that you don't want to do. We know that too. But anyway, we see you. But we're going to hold up there so we can take time for a short break because
because we got the next one.
I'm trying to help all of you out. But we'll be right back. I'm here with Carl Babcock, my special guest. He's going through my words. But either way, we'll be right back.
Wake up. Come on. Come on. Wake up, everybody. Did you know me? Maybe then they'll listen what you have to say.
Job seekers, this is Gene Hodge of Hodge Parts Training. Would you like to have a job that you enjoy, or do you want to settle for something that you don't want to do? We train job seekers to find enjoyable and compatible jobs so that you're motivated and enjoy doing, and in most cases, being paid competitive salaries. If you are, send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. opportunityhour@gmail.com. In the subject line, put job seeker. And I will get back to you and hopefully to help you find something that you enjoy.
Purpose of the show is to help job seekers find enjoyable employment instead of a job by hearing tips that are non-traditional approaches
that you didn't learn in school.
But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas, is to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, your network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well.
My name is Larry LaBelle. I attended Gene Hodges' the Hodgepodge Formula class about a week ago. I think the course did an excellent job at helping people identify their skills and abilities, but more specifically, too, to help them see what they could do in the future, the things that they had not identified before, so opening up new possibilities. And just for that alone, it was excellent.
It's all about who you know. I'm suggesting that. I always have. I had to learn that along the way. Somebody told me a long time ago, it's all about who you know that knows somebody else that knows you. And that's how come I suggest on this show most times, don't fill out any applications. Tell everybody what you'd like to do. And don't tell anybody you want a job. Tell people what you'd like to do. Because if you tell them that, that's all they're going to hear. That's all they're going to learn. Which means that's all they're going to be listening for when others come along with it. But anyway, I'm talking tonight about words not to put on your resume because so many of you are fabricating your resumes, which is okay. I don't agree with it. But when you show up, if you get hired, we're going to find out you can't do what you fabricated doing. That's going to be the problem with our workforce. And this is 2024. By the end of 2024, we'll be recognizing that big time. I'm predicting that already.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But anyway, so we got some words. We've already gone through. How many words? What are the words that we've gone through? If you don't mind reading.
I have five of them. So we're at number six. Yeah, number six is you cannot see sex on a resume. They say sex sells, though.
It might sell, but it's possible that you can put anything you want on your resume regarding sex, but sex has nothing to do with your performance. And because you can fabricate things, you might put down, I don't know, whoever you are, for some reason that I don't understand, because whenever you show up, we're going to see you anyway.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Now, what we see has nothing to do with what you think or what we think.
That kind of goes with the LGBT.
Yeah.
The alphabet people. It's like,
you they're know, human
they're,
beings.
They don't really know their sex sometimes. It's coming up with, I mean, that's their right to do that. That's their life. But you don't want to put that on a resume. You don't need to put that on a resume. There's
nothing
reason for it.
To do with performance.
Yeah.
This show is titled The Employment Opportunity Hour because all the things you like doing make you productive. And all the stuff that you don't like to do, it doesn't matter. You cannot be productive doing what you don't want to do. None of us can. Anyway, we can.
Hey, you cannot see body language on a resume either. So it's like,
no, you can't.
Again, but that goes with respect, though. Body language is absolutely 100% respect.
If you know what it is.
Exactly, yeah.
But if you don't know, you'll go do what you think you're supposed to be doing, unaware of your body language in front of the customer, in front of your employer. And it goes on every day. All you got to do is go out and look at it. It's right in front
absolutely,
of our eyes.
Absolutely.
Okay, what's the next word before? Okay.
You cannot see communication, how you speak on a resume.
You can write well, and nowadays, very few of you are writing. You're using the technology to write your words. And which you may not even be able to represent your own words. But the body language, what was it?
The body language, yeah.
And how exhibit yourself will have everything to do with, are you good enough for me? Are you good enough for my company? And so it's very important to understand what we see, and I'm going to suggest that whatever you have, you better ask the people you're doing, is this acceptable? Yeah. It's no different than me being in front of this camera right now on speaker.
I need to know say, it's acceptable. I think the biggest thing for body language is being comfortable with what you're doing. The self-confidence that you have the ability to be able to be there talking to that person and the ability to do the job that they have to offer. If you can show that confidence, then your body language will speak volumes of what you have to do. But you can't put that on a resume. You have to be able to show up
in person.
And be in person.
It's okay to be nervous. The worst thing you can do is pretend. Be a real human.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse. We have a workforce of people that go to work to do one job that they don't want to do. When they go home, they go do what they enjoy.
So.
I'm trying to get you to recognize you can use those same skills and abilities from what you enjoy. Somebody will handsomely hire you to do what it is that you do anyway.
Right, absolutely. Because you cannot see mannerisms on a resume.
No, we can't see your manners.
But see, this I like this one because what is the root word of mannerism?
I don't know.
Manner.
Oh, okay.
Manners, people having manners, being respectful for one another, and listening to what they have to say, and which I apologize, I just interrupted you.
Okay.
that was some bad manners right there.
I'm not going to say anything on the air.
Okay.
but you brought up the key point. How do you know whether your manners are acceptable or not? Because it comes from your environment. There's no way you can know whether it is acceptable because it's acceptable in your environment. It may not be acceptable in the workplace, which means it's not acceptable to your employer, not acceptable to the customer. That's where the problem is. So it's important to ask the question, or in this case, don't tell anybody how well-mannered you are because we can't see that on a piece of paper. All of that happens when we showed up in person, and includes your language, your body language, it includes your I'm not sure what you call these things, your gestures. But it's important to know what fits and doesn't fit.
Yep.
And if you're not sure.
Well, that's the next one, though. Fit and doesn't fit. If you're tall, short, fat, or skinny, you won't be fitting in the chair if you're fat.
Well, if you are fat, you are fat. Don't
exactly.
hide it.
I'm short and skinny.
There are people making tons of money being fat. And the problem is if you already know that and you're upset because you are, that's where the problem is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or you could be skinny. Be you. Because your personality is what's going to sell you. And your behavior is what's going to sell you to somebody else saying, I want this person.
Yeah.
I mean, so I don't know if you agree with all that, but.
Yeah, because you cannot see self-confidence on a resume.
No, you can't. You know, so you telling somebody you're confident, I don't understand why you tell somebody that. I have people say, I'm a fast learner. How do you know you're a fast learner? You can't even know you're fast. If people tell you you're a fast learner, you may be, but you're just being you. How do you know it's fast?
Yeah.
People say, I'm talented. How can you know if you're talented? You just do what you do. We say you got talent. But you can't because you're just doing what you do. We're all like that. We all have something that's worth gold. But you can't see you. We see you. And you just do what you do. I mean, so just being you in terms of looking for employment, just be you. Because the fabrication is going to catch up with you. It really doesn't matter.
That's it, yeah.
And unfortunately, because of technology and our learning going on, it's not anybody's fault. It's a result of the faults.
Yeah, that's it.
Anyway, and so those results are going to kind of scare us a little bit later on this year because we're going to find out the performance is going to get even worse. And people still go home and do what they enjoy doing.
Yeah.
It requires the use of your skills and abilities. I'm just trying to get you to recognize what we see and how you could benefit from that by doing the things that a lot of us would like to have you keep doing and we're willing to pay you for it. But you can't see any of this on paper. And hopefully, if you want to get what you want, I don't know if it's possible to sit home in front of a computer and get it, but I think it's possible by you getting out and telling everybody what you'd like to do. Because probably people have been asking you all your life, what do you want to do? Start telling people what you want to do. Don't worry about how it sounds. Tell them what you want to do as best as you can. They will help correct you. Because I've been corrected myself. So, I like that you think about
it. It's
about
listening, though, Gene.
Pardon?
You got when somebody tells you something, if you're listening, that's the old saying is the teacher will provide when the student is ready. When you're ready to hear what they got to say, then you're going to hear it.
Yeah, when you're ready.
So you show up first, if possible, to be ready.
Yeah. Don't worry about being ready. Showing up is showing up. That's when all the fear comes. That's when all the reality shows up. But that's what you want to get out of the way first. That has everything to do with your growth. And your direction, all that sort of stuff. It's okay to make mistakes. But anyway, I'd like to have you think about that. But we're gonna take a short break until you hear something from our sponsors. I'm gonna tell you a little bit more when we come back. But I'm talking about words not to put on your resume, and I'm here with my special guest, Mr. Carl Babcock. And we'll be right back.
There you go.
Okay.
Job seekers, now you can access Gene's articles revealing a different way to find enjoyable employment, especially for experienced workers. His free articles titled, Layoffs Present Opportunity to Find Enjoyable Employment, Is There Really Job Training Available for You?, How to Find a Fit in the New Job Market, and Innovative Job Training Program, A Collaborative Model. To see Gene's articles, go to linkedin.com, type Eugene Hodge in the search box, look for articles, and choose an article. That's at linkedin.com. Or go to hodgepodgetraining.com, choose Resources tab, and choose an article. That's at hodgepodgetraining.com.
You were saying, you know, how society says we should get a good education and we stress about it and should get good training and all this stuff. So what's the difference between a good education and training?
Mine is great. Education is the exposure of many things. And so our school or education system gives us the exposure and knowledge of it. However, if I told you, I can tell you how to write a resume. I can tell you how to hold an interview. I can tell you how to go greet someone. And it sounds easy with someone standing in front of the class that's telling you that. However, you doing it, it never works that way. Which means you got to do it once or twice or three or four times until it's acceptable. So that's training. What we're missing in our educational process is training. There's education everywhere. We're missing training. And if we got training, the employers would be happy. The educational institutions would be happy because their graduates are really performing. What happens is we have a lot of individuals with education and lacking the ability to perform. That's the difference. We focus on training.
If you happen to miss any part of the Employment Opportunity Hour, or there's a particular show you may want to hear again, don't forget you can check out all the past Employment Opportunity Hour programs by going to internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. All the shows are there. Just click and listen. internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. And you can contact Gene via email at opportunityhour@gmail.com. So you don't have to miss a minute of the Employment Opportunity Hour ever again.
Write down 3 to 5 things that you are good at doing. Next thing is to write down 3 to 5 things that you are good at doing that you've gotten from the workplace or from your past jobs. And the third thing is to write down 3 to 5 things you enjoy doing. Once you have that list of things from 9 to 15, I want you to look down that list. Circle the top 3 that interest you the most right now because it's what you think of you. And I want you to go out to the internet. For all you computer savvy people, go to any job search site like CareerBuilder, Monster.com, Indeed.com, USA Jobs. And go to the box. Instead of looking for a job or job title, I want you to go to that box that says keywords. And I want you to type in only what you circled and press the enter key. And what you'll be surprised at the number of job titles that will pop up of people looking for you.
I don't know how I know, but I'm gonna find my purpose. I don't know where I'm gonna look.
Look here to find that purpose right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network, right here on the Employment Opportunity Hour. Because I know that all the things that you like doing, enjoy doing, there is a purpose behind that. And you've been doing it all along. Some of you discovered that purpose. The rest of you, we can see a purpose within you. And all you've got to do is become clear of it's all based on how you're performing in front of us. I'm here with my special guest, Mr. Carl Babcock. And he's enjoying himself, I hope.
I am enjoying myself very much. Thank you.
We're talking about words that I'm suggesting that you not put in your resume. Because as a resume writer, I get resumes from people. I don't know why people put words in their resume that aren't them. But people do that. Anyway, so I've gone through a list of words that I'm suggesting whatever you put there, we can't see that on a piece of paper. All these words we can see when you show up. So I'm suggesting that part of finding the type of employment that you want is showing up and telling people what you want, which is totally different than applying for a job that you saw
and putting in an application and all that sort of stuff. But anyway, so the resume is something that you need to give to people either in person while you're there, or something they can see afterwards, because once they've seen you, then what they're reading may validate you, but it's not fabricated. Having them get that first through an email or something like that, and they say, oh, this candidate looks great, well, that's where the problem is. Because you might look great on paper, and when you show up, you might look great in the interview, but when it comes down to the performance, we're going to discover, and you're going to discover very quickly, what you're not able to do. And I want you to do what you like doing all the time. Anyway, so that's what we're going through. I'm just suggesting that these words that you should take out of your resume if you put them in. You want to repeat those words?
Yeah, these are 11 undistinguishable words. You cannot see religion on a resume. You cannot see political political affiliation on a resume. Yeah. You cannot see race on a resume. You cannot see color on a resume. You cannot see age on a resume. You cannot see sex on a resume.
Yeah.
You cannot see body language on a resume. You cannot see communication, how you speak on a resume. Mm-hmm. You cannot see mannerism on a resume. You cannot see tall, short, fat, or skinny on a resume.
Yeah.
And you cannot see self-confidence on a resume.
Right. And most decisions are made when you show up looking the way you're supposed to look. And I'm just suggesting showing up first. Based on what's coming out of your mouth, we'll start to recognize how much you know, how much you're willing to share, all the jitters. We'll recognize all that sort of stuff, because that's what humans do until they get comfortable.
It's it.
Anyway, so I'd like to have you just think about that. If you have those in your resume, it's your resume, and some people, obviously, a lot of people must be taught this.
Absolutely.
Without understanding that we see you, but workplace is all about performance. But I want you to know that all the things you like doing, you've been performing all these years, and probably a ton of people will tell you these things they see you good at doing. Well, if you paid attention to them, they probably tell you what jobs they think you could get. But even more so than that, they could probably link you to who's looking for somebody like that. And if you can recognize that, then there's no application, there's no applying. All that formality comes after we say we want you. That's all I'm doing. I'm introducing a different way that a lot of people know about, but an awful lot of people don't know. And it's affecting our workforce as a nation.
Absolutely.
It's affecting you.
That's why I'm writing a book, and it's a really important book to me. It's the way I've lived my life. The name of the book is Be the Punchline.
Really?
The Giver's Guide to Customer Service. Having fun with what you're doing is all about creating that life that you create, mm-hmm. customer service, and you create that perceived value.
Now, when is it coming out?
I've shot for Christmas the next okay. year now. That's where I'm going.
Now,
I've been working on it for 10 years, but now it's time to put it together.
While you're on the show, tell us how we can how you can be contacted.
I have a website. My voiceoverpro.com is Vitality Communication. Vitality Communication is about relationships.
Okay.
Creating a relationship with people mm-hmm. is Vitality Communication.
Oh.
So Vitality Communication, voiceoverpro.com. And it's Carl at Vitality Communication, voiceoverpro.com.
Okay.
That's good.
Because it's going to be coming out. And plus, people got questions, or you want to send something out now, it's there.
Yeah, absolutely. It's work. It's in work. Mm-hmm. It's not. It, I've Everybody looks at that like, oh, that guy's not a professional. And professionalism is very important to me. I probably shouldn't have opened it up until it was ready. But it's there. And it's the En-ROADS are working to it, and I'm going to get it taken care of. But it's going to be,
And we will choose you for just being
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. That's it. That's a good deal. See, I couldn't be me, though, unless I tell a joke.
Okay. Well,
I have to tell.
We got 2 minutes left.
All right. Do you know why pirates are called pirates?
No, I don't.
Because they just are. What's the pirate's favorite letter?
Must be a
most,
A.
Most people think it's R. Oh, then and then there's really a lot of sensitive folks to say, yeah, but they love the sea. But actually, all the pirates' buried treasure is always found underneath the letter X. X always marks the spot.
You're in the wrong field.
Well, I told you, a story about going on a cruise ship.
Yeah.
Went on a cruise ship, a really great cruise all the way to Bermuda. We went to Bermuda back. But the best thing about the whole entire cruise for me was the first night we were on the ship, we went into the comedy club. And we were late going into the comedy club. You know what happens when you're late going into the comedy club?
No.
Guy said, can I get you guys something like a watch? Said, everybody else here has introduced themselves. Why don't you say something about yourself? So I said, do you know why pirates are called pirates? Louder than I said it before. Mm. He handed me the microphone. I spent 15 minutes on stage. It was absolutely incredible.
Great. Okay, you're listening to Carl Babcock tell part of his story. I'm pretty sure you got a lot more that you could tell us. But I'm going to just suggest it's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Absolutely, as well.
Feel free if I could help you out or the station can help you out to come back at some point in time. Keep us up informed.
Good deal.
Because I think you got something going that the world needs to hear about.
That's it.
So,
yeah.
But thank you very much for your time because our time is running out in a few seconds. But thank you very much. Got any questions for me?
I said ask them before, but get sponsors. We're looking. What's a great sponsor for you? Somebody that could sponsor and help your guests or help your viewers, and help you promote this show so that more people can see this show on a regular basis, because that's what you need. You need sponsors to really be able to promote the show and get it out there. If you know someone that could actually, what's a good sponsor or a good person that would actually help you forward that cause?
Anyone that believes in people's visions and taking on challenges that are much bigger than they are.
Right, absolutely.
And this project is much, much bigger than I am.
Was there a like-minded industry that you can tap into that will actually contribute to what you're doing?
I'm really not sure. I know probably enough people. I just probably haven't asked that way.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I could use some sponsors that are concerned with employment or unemployment, concerned with happiness, and people using their natural abilities, because that's what this show is all about.
Right,
people using
absolutely.
Their natural abilities to get paid for what they're gifted to do.
Yeah.
Okay, but our time is up, which means it's time to go. I hear the music. It's by Frank Sinatra singing My Way. And I'm saying all the things that you like doing, enjoy doing, that you have been doing, you literally have been doing it your way. All we're trying to do is to help get you to realize that, because there's a purpose behind all that, because that's where you're productive, because you have been doing it your way. Okay, stay tuned for the next show coming up, which is Robbie's show coming up, and we're out of here for the time.
Okay. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it very much. Have a wonderful time. Yeah. I'm getting addicted to this microphone.
Hey, WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.
evacuated Haiti on flights, expected to land in Florida tonight. Here's CBS's Stacey Lynn with the latest.
The first U.S. chartered flight has left
from Port-au-Prince to Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic.
State Department spokesman Vidant Patel.
Our hope is to keep these options available for American citizens who need it.
There were 15 on board this flight.
We do expect these helicopter movements to make multiple trips.
He says he expects the flights can get about 30 a day out and away from the violence. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
The White House says that no decisions have been made on whether the U.S. military might be needed to help evacuate Americans from Haiti. A U.S. appeals court has heard arguments on whether to continue blocking a Texas law that would empower state authorities to arrest and prosecute migrants and asylum seekers for illegally crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. The court has not issued an opinion and is keeping the stay in place. Governor Greg Abbott at the Texas Policy Summit in Austin says this will not stop them from enforcing existing laws.
The Texas Department of Public Safety has already arrested more than 40,000 people who have come across the border illegally.
There is a heightened flood risk in New Orleans. WWL's Dave Cohen explains.
New Orleans sits below sea level and relies on pumps to drain the city during heavy rain events.
It's a 125-year-old system.
Paul Rainwater oversees a task force reviewing the Sewerage and Water Board.
There's just a ton of, like, mechanical things that have to get done.
The pumps are powered by century-old turbines that keep failing. The board says the most recent turbine crash won't be repaired until May. That means just a few inches of rain could flood cars, homes, and businesses. Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
Lawmakers are cautiously suggesting that a partial government shutdown could be avoided this week. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
We're making good progress. And as soon as the bill passes the House, I will put it on the Senate floor.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell saying.
In return for a certain number of amendments, we can finish it quicker, hopefully, than putting us in a position of shutting down the government.
The shutdown deadline is just after midnight Saturday. Angela Chow, a shipping industry CEO and sister-in-law.